Once again today, storms have flared up across our area. They developed around lunchtime through eastern New York and much of New England, and from time to time, some of these storms have been locally strong or severe, with gusty winds, hail, and also some heavy downpours. The most likely time frame for storms will be between now and early this evening. They're being driven by instability and also a cold front that is working its way through our area. So as we work past sunset, the atmosphere will become more stabilized, and also that front will be working its way off to our east. So in most areas, the storms will wind down. The only exception will be across portions of the north country, where another shower or storm is possible as we work through the nighttime hours. And moving ahead, we'll see that cold front continue to work its way off to the east during the day tomorrow. Now, having said that, there is still the chance of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day on Wednesday. The most likely areas for storm activity are basically across the north country of New York and also much of Vermont. However, there is the possibility of a storm about as far south as the Capital Region, maybe even the Catskills, as we go through tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be cooler, running mainly in the 70s across our area. A few spots south of Albany may touch the 80-degree mark during tomorrow afternoon. And that cool trend continues into the day on Thursday, with daytime high temperatures running mainly in the 70s. It's even possible that some of the higher elevations in the Adirondacks may not reach the 70-degree mark on Thursday afternoon. By week's end, we'll be watching an area of low pressure that will work its way to the East Coast. At this point, the storm track is still a bit uncertain, but it is possible that if the storm track does come close enough to us, that we could see a steady rain in portions of our area as we wrap the work week on Friday, and some of that wet weather could linger into Friday night, possibly even Saturday. We'll have more on that as we get a bit closer in time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, low in the lower to mid-60s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s. Region-wide, on Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the 70s, and on Friday, variably cloudy with a chance of rain, especially south, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.